Good morning, everyone. We've reached the portion of the program that actually Adora is going to be jealous about because we have live food here. We have actual leftovers from Thanksgiving. It's the day after Thanksgiving. And did you forget what you needed to do? That was clean out the refrigerator so you had enough space for all those leftovers. Is your refrigerator overflowing with turkey, excess gravy, and more mashed potatoes you can shake a fist at? What is a cook to do? Well, joining us is our friend, New York Times food writer Melissa Clark. She's here in the studio. She had plenty of creative hints, and this is your first Thanksgiving with a baby, right?
Oh, yeah.
About doing things early to make it easy, and now she's got hints for using your Thanksgiving leftovers. First of all, how did it go cooking the meal?
That was a big challenge. Having the baby, you know, strapped to me in the sling and then chopping all the onions and garlic was challenging, but she loved it. She loved the rocking motion. She slept through the whole thing. So
I took your advice. I baked bread early.
Did you?
On this schedule. It worked great.
Did you freeze it?
Froze it and took it out of the freezer and boom, boom, boom.
Oh, that's great. For anyone who missed the last time I was on, there's some great bread recipes on the Takeaway website, right?
That's right.
And you can make them for Christmas. You don't have to just make them for Thanksgiving.
All right. So I'm noticing this pumpkin pie, which is right next to me.
Okay.
That's an obvious leftover.
Yeah. I've got two
What's
different
your strategy?
Ones. Well, okay, first thing is don't do anything to the pies. Don't put them in the fridge. Just take your – if you even have leftover pie, if you're lucky enough. We were because we baked about 7 pies for 12 people. So, but
Man.
The thing to do – I mean, it's probably too late to tell you this, but for next year, don't put your pies in the fridge. They're better left out at room temperature because the crust stays crispier. You know how when you put them in the – when you put some pastries in the fridge, it gets a little bit condensed? So you don't want to do that. If you've got them in the fridge, take them out right now. And let them come to room temperature before you dive into your pie for breakfast, which is my favorite way to use pie for after Thanksgiving.
Pie for breakfast,
which
is
what
great.
I brought.
Is
what I brought for you.
Delicious. Well, I'm going to take a little taste here. What about the non-pie leftovers?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that pie is easy because you take it out of the fridge and you eat it. But I think for a lot of us, we have more turkey than we know what to do with.
Right.
And you know, how many turkey sandwiches can you eat? I have a limit of 2, and after that, it's like, okay, let me do something else. My favorite thing to do with turkey is to do a pot pie. Have you ever done a pot pie with leftover turkey? It's so easy.
It is easy.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't think it was easy because you got to make the crust and all that
stuff.
No,
well, you buy the crust. That was what I was going to say. You're tired. You're not going to make crust again. You've
made
crust already for your
pies.
Right. Buy puff pastry. And then just take your turkey. You just chop it up. You put all your leftover vegetables. You put your green beans or your leftover Brussels sprouts or your spinach, whatever you have, into the pan along with your turkey. I like to use a really simple custard of just beating a couple of eggs with a little bit of cream. Really, really simple. And then you just cover it with your purchased puff pastry, put it in the oven. You don't even need a bottom crust, just a top crust. And you've got this amazing turkey pot pie. And my favorite way to flavor it, canned chipotle chilies. Because then that takes it out of Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It gives it a whole other flavor. You take it out of Thanksgiving. You're presenting something new. People feel like they haven't already eaten this, which is great.
Can you freeze these?
Yes, you can freeze them. And then you can also make them on Sunday. You know, the turkey is going to last you a few days. It doesn't go bad for, like, I'd say 4 days. So on Sunday, if there's anything left in your fridge, that's the time to make them, freeze them, and then you can pop them out next weekend.
So forget Tupperware. You can actually just take the leftovers, put them in pie tins with puff pastry, bake them a little bit, freeze some, and the rest become meals.
Right, or do one big pie if that's easier. And you probably have your pie tin already pulled out because you've already done your pumpkin pies, right?
That's
so you're
great.
All ready. Another thing, soup. Everybody loves turkey soup. My favorite way to do it is to do a minestrone turkey soup, which is you use your canned beans and you throw in some pasta and you just boil the whole thing together. And because, again, I think the key is to change the flavor, like doing minestrone.
Because I always end up, when I do turkey soup, it becomes this sort of gray, misty kind of thing, and I don't like it.
You got to use other flavorings. So think Italian, think Italy, think fresh basil, think tomatoes, think things that you haven't already eaten the night before. Don't put in the cranberry sauce, you know, don't put the sweet potatoes in. You really want to give a new flavor palette to your leftovers so that they taste like something new.
So it's basically turkey from the turkey in a different broth.
Exactly.
You're not making turkey broth out of this.
Well, you could make turkey broth, but then just add herbs, add tomatoes, add canned beans, add pasta, add things that you didn't already eat last night. And that is that's the secret to making leftovers into something that's really exciting.
Okay, help me with the guilt. All right,
okay.
What's not worth saving? What can you dump the next day?
Well, you know, I wrote an article for the Times a couple of weeks ago on dumping mashed potatoes, and people got so mad at me. They said, no, we love them, leftover mashed potatoes. So I used to say dump them. In my article, I said you should make them into something else. I made them into little salmon croquettes, salmon patties.
You've already done this?
No, I haven't done this today. Are you
okay,
kidding?
Thank you.
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Go
God,
no. You've already done this. My goodness.
My fantasy me has already done this. No, I've just it's all raisin bread so far. But you know, talking about breakfast, if you have leftover,
let's just salmon croquettes.
Okay,
so you basically
croquettes.
Take some smoked salmon.
No, you take fresh salmon or canned salmon,
right?
And you mix it with your mashed potatoes, anything that's left over, and you fry them, and they are the best breakfast
ever.
Anything
you have to put in there to keep them from falling apart, like egg?
Yeah, a little bit of egg.
I
think there's a recipe on the New York Times website for people who want, and I put spinach in them as well, but you can leave that out. You can just egg, mashed potato, and salmon. You can also use, instead of salmon, you could use tuna if you wanted. You could use shrimp. If you are a shrimp cocktail person for Thanksgiving, you can chop up your leftover shrimp. Oh, who has leftover shrimp? That's the kind of thing that gets it. Yeah, never mind about that.
That's a joke. Maybe on Fifth Avenue. Okay, last thought
is cranberry sauce, leftover cranberry sauce. Mix it into your oatmeal today. Mix it into your yogurt.
Oh,
it's the best breakfast ever.
That is a great idea. And it's not oversweet.
Exactly.
And you don't want oversweet stuff after Thanksgiving. Well,
because you have your pie.
That's right. Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer. Thanks so much for coming in. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And survive the weekend. I certainly will. But I'm going to have to give most of this pie, I think, to the people in the control room.